Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I, allegedly. And got a good one for you today. Where in the world is Dan? But how would you like to fly on a Boeing 737 MAX? 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, whatever. How about never with what they just found? Please don't forget to like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. But I am in the Dominican Republic, and this is awesome. They have a food tour that is absolutely amazing. You go to the best restaurants in the Dominican, and it's wild. This island is got some extreme poverty, to say the least. But then all of a sudden, they take you to this oasis that is just beautiful and really nice. And the food's great, and the service is great, and the people are just wonderful, but a little different. Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I will talk about them later, but let's get right into it with the Boeing 737 MAX. Think about this, okay? They found 50 planes that have not been delivered yet, not delivered, that have problems with those side doors that could come off. Hello, who would wanna fly on one of those planes right now? If you don't think that this is going to not dramatically affect Boeing, you're kidding yourself. Because this goes much deeper than that. How long has this been a problem that these cabin doors could have fallen off? Okay, and it never happened. Well, because it's so safe, Dan, you don't understand. I've been flying for 50 years. I'm gonna have Pilot Joe write me and tell me how great this is, but it's ridiculous now. Now it's to the point that it's unbelievable that we have these problems. Now, here's the thing about this that I want you to think about. When you fly and you book a flight now, if you go on a site like Kayak, Kayak will allow you to pick your plane now. If it would save your life 6 months ago, would you know which plane you flew on other than Pilot Joe? I'm not talking about him, but I wouldn't know what plane I'm hopping on. Oh, wow, this is a big plane. This is a small plane. Oh, this has only got 80 seats on it. I never know the answer to that when I fly. So now what you have to deal with is you can pick your own plane when you go on Kayak now. You can get rid of the MAX planes and completely eliminate that from your flight. So if that's what you want to do, by all means do it. So I'm going to walk around the grounds until they tell me to stop. Okay? So, but it's kind of beautiful. It's kind of like home in some of these spots. Weather is absolutely stunning, absolutely beautiful. It is hot here, to say the least. But just a really, really rustic, cool spot. So, you know. But think about this. You know, we live in a world where you're not supposed to notice this. How Boeing is still in business with this, with these lawsuits, you think that this would be the death nail for these guys. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. But again, when you fly now, pick your plane. I don't want to fly on one of those planes. If you don't think this is going to dramatically affect this company, you're kidding yourself. Alaska Airlines has had nothing but problems booking flights right now. And that's crazy. So once again, I can only walk around so much. Really nice. So this restaurant tour's got 3 different restaurants. I'll show you guys as much as I can. Food's great. They give a little sampling of it. They've got, you know, they have different carnival and different parties here. And in February, the weather's beautiful. And, you know, again, the hospitality has been great on the ship and traveling has been fantastic. But again, not the richest island in the world, to say the least, but you go to these little enclaves that are very nice. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Would you fly in a Boeing 737 MAX 8 or MAX 9? Answer that. Let me know, okay? Share your thoughts on this stuff. We did a local food tasting tour of all the best restaurants in the Dominican Republic.
Banana, this bubble for you. With this, with plantain banana, which mash banana, and we prefer, you know, for fun of you. It's also another local food we prefer here to make our coffee, okay? Also, we prefer with garlic, we just put over here, and then we mash it. Also, with avocado.
Oh, wow.
Here come the cops. Tourist protection.
Okay, familia. So, where's my big family?
Now on the tasting tour, they take us to local shops, local artists, jewelry. I like the shirt. Just some different stuff to see. Kind of cool.
The pink street, this statue represents Doña Blanca or Doña Bianca. Doña Bianca immigrated from Italy, 1898, to the Dominican Republic.
Well, maybe I'll just let
I ate all mine. How about this to destroy property values? Think about this. You've got State Farm and Allstate just announced, you know, that they're not going to rewrite any new policies for homeowners. So with that being said, you're going to see prices of real estate drop in value. Now think about this. You own a house that is not in a floodplain. And now in California, you're having this atmospheric river that's going to destroy homes. You're going to see areas that don't generally flood. So with that being said, you've got huge problems with this potential flooding and areas changing. If you think that real estate for homeowners is going to get any better, it's going to be so much worse over the course of 2024 into 2025, but you're going to see houses that will not be able to be insured. What happens with your mortgage company when you cannot get homeowners insurance? They're going to call the loan in. You're going to see that happen more and more and more. You're going to see people have to unload houses now faster than they've ever had to before. And what happens when you have to unload a piece of property? Well, the price usually goes down with that. So in the town square in Puerto Plata, it's nice. This is just a nice city, but one of the restaurants, everybody's eating, having a good time. I just thought I'd walk out and film. So this is going to destroy property values. Now, the other thing is that, hey, the economy is so good right now. Think about this. Mortgage rates on Monday hit over 7% firmly again. And they're anticipated to do what? Go up right now. So Chairman Powell's going to lower interest rates. Who cares, guys? Mortgages are all anybody really cares about right now. You're not borrowing tens of billions of dollars right now. All you care about is what mortgage interest rates are, and they're only going one direction, and that's up right now. So correct me if I'm wrong, but you're going to see mortgages well above 7% for a long period of time. Oh, no, 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 Dan, they're going to lower interest rates at the next meeting. It's going to change everything. Okay, if they lowered it a quarter of a point, you think that that's going to do anything? But remember, you can't have it every way. Everybody can't be right. You've got to be realistic with what's happening right now. What's happening is we're being told how great this economy is, how there's more people working than ever before. People are getting laid off before our eyes, and now mortgage interest rates are going up because the economy's so good. So make up your mind, guys. Make up your mind. Let me know about this. Let me know what you think about this. I have not met a person in the last year who's told me that they've gotten a better deal on their homeowners insurance or their renter's insurance. Everybody has said the same thing, that the price has gone through the roof right now. What's going to happen when these people cannot get insurance? Tell me. Correct me if I'm wrong, guys, because you're going to see a real problem. I'm going to go back to the restaurant right now before they start looking for me, okay? One thing on the island that's very cool is they have these classic cars that you can tour the island in. Look at this thing. Isn't that cool? Chevy. I have met so many great people on this cruise ship, and I met an economist at lunch today who is convinced that this is the greatest economy that we've ever seen in our lifetimes. Everybody has more money, the middle class is getting wiped out, and he's seeing more rich people that are leaving tens of millions of dollars to their heirs, unlike anything we've seen in our lifetime, where rich people are super rich. Let's face it, they really are. This is the rum distillery and rum tasting area, which is kind of cool. But they've got this park, and I just want to investigate a little bit. So we wait to go inside. But think about this. Crime is such a problem in New York that stores have resorted to using the WhatsApp app to communicate with police over calling 911 in the Bronx. How awful is that, guys? How terrible is it that the police can't resort to, hey, we're being robbed? They have to use an app and text somebody. It's ridiculous now. You have to arrest these people. There has to be accountability. You have to have people pay for committing crime. It's that simple. Oh, there's no consequences right now. None. Even in corporate crimes. The thing that you're seeing right now is you're seeing Clorox got nailed with their cyber attack last year, ransomware attack. The expenses to fix that were $49 million. They want the world to know that it cost them $49 million to fix the ransomware attack. You're going to see this more and more and more. That's going to be a bigger problem. Now, another thing is I met a pilot and trainer that works for FedEx on the boat. Fascinating conversation, because he has been with the company for over 30 years. And he was telling me how FedEx is doing a big shift right now, a shift in training, a shift in how they're getting product from A to B. Remember, FedEx used to be, when it absolutely positively has to be there overnight, go to FedEx. Not anymore. They're changing things to where they may say, hey, do you mind if it gets there in 3 days? Okay. Now, FedEx will make a substantial amount more of money on that. They'll make, 30% on those, deliveries. Where if you have to have it overnighted and they have to pay the fees, they'll make 3%. So what does FedEx want to do? Take their time. Take their time and not have it be shipped overnight. But he was talking about training. He was talking about railway. He was talking about they're buying 150 new jets. So he said the idea that there's a Freight recession is ridiculous, Dan. He says, there is no freight recession. We're above COVID levels right now. It's just the supply chains are completely messed up. So this is fascinating. This has been a great trip just to meet people. So people that recognize me from the channel is one thing. And then I've got people that are coming out and say, oh, I want to introduce you to Dan. This is what this guy does. And a lot of people, you know, are on vacation. They don't want to go on camera. They don't use my name for what they do. But there's been a couple famous people that we've seen on TV and things like that that are just convinced that these are the good times right now. So, you know, make it while you can. But it's interesting to see, you know, I talked with the FedEx employee about how things are changing with companies. Like, back in the day, Home Depot would hire retired electricians to work in the electrical department. They would pay them stock options. And now it's people that live on an app. And if it's not in the app, we're not going to be able to find it. It's too bad that it's like this, because they could get better people. And the same thing with FedEx. FedEx is making a change. People are still good, but it's just a different program moving forward. So share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think about this so far. It's kind of a cool spot to walk around. One thing you have to worry about when you travel is to make sure that your credit cards don't get compromised. Try not to use ATMs in foreign countries. And you have to have alerts set up in all your bank accounts. I have been getting so many stories sent to me about skimmers and how to spot a skimmer that's bad. This little resort next to the boat, it's got the lazy river and all this stuff right here. It's kind of cool that people can come out and enjoy for the day. Got the beach and all this stuff. This is very nice. It's got all these stores and everything along the way. I'm just staying away from the music right now. But there's our boat right there, the Virgin boat. And you can just see how they just line up the cruise ships out here and go from one after another. But just a really cool experience. So the rich keep getting richer. And Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos invested in a copper mine, and the copper mine is killing it right now. Kobold Mining looks like they found a huge copper find. And again, it just isn't it crazy? These guys make all this money and just keep making more and more money. So it's nuts. The other thing you have to look out for is a thing called shimming, where thieves are getting so brazen, they're putting skimmers inside of the ATMs. So you have to check your bank account and your debit card usage, because banks are denying people the credit when they get caught. Hey, listen, I didn't authorize this. We authorized, you know, the $300 withdrawal. Why didn't you authorize the $1,000? And you've got to protect yourself. The best thing that I do is I only travel with one card, and I have an alert. So if I spend 7 cents, it sends me a text message on everything I buy. So there's never a question about that. You have to do that. So I'll show you more of this stuff in just a second. I'm going to end this video with these last few stories. The first two are bad. The last two are good news. Okay? First things first, there is a proposed tax in Colorado that Taryn sent me that is ridiculous. It's $8.50 per pet. Okay? Think of the burdensome, ridiculous bureaucracy that Colorado would create so that they could get money for you to have a pet tax. What's it going to do other than create a bureaucracy and squeeze you out of a few bucks? Okay, now here's the thing. If you have introverts, if you have fish, if you have, like she says, my kids have an ant farm, What do you count those? Do you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So, how are you? Hey, how are you? Okay, thank you. Unbelievable. The other thing is the microbreweries. Microbreweries are going out of business at a record clip right now. In California, think about this. There were hundreds and hundreds of breweries that opened up where people thought they were going to make a fortune, but they don't have a regular alcohol license. They don't have a regular food license. So what they do is they'll have, you know, the beer sold, but then they will give away food from food trucks and things like that. When I had events, you could go to these microbreweries and you could buy the place out for the night and have free beer and then have the food truck show up and pay these people. It was a great place. Think about this. In the 90s, end of the 90s, there were 500 microbreweries around the country. Now there's 9,000 of them. And yeah, a lot of them went bankrupt. So great story below, great story about the ridiculous pet tax too. Final two stories are great news. First things first, my favorite cousin Larry is a published author now, and he wrote the book Save Baseball, and he was an athlete, he was a minor league pitcher, he was a sportscaster, and he interviewed a lot of professionals, and if you like baseball, it's a great book for you. It's about how I am basically the average age of a baseball fan right now, and the industry and the sport needs to be saved right now. So take a look at Save Baseball. And it's coming out very soon, just in time for baseball season, which is absolutely awesome. And congratulations. He got a real publisher, McFarland, and it's a big deal. Final news, which is great news, Rod and Erica wrote me to say, hey, Dan, we want to thank you, because they went to unclaimed.org and in their state of Texas found almost $3,000. I think it was $2,964 worth of unclaimed money that they were owed. And they said, wow, this comes at such a great time to pay bills. So go to unclaimed.org. Do not pay a service for this. This is one of the higher ones, guys. So these people, Rod and Erica, got $3,000, guys, found in the street. So onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon. I hope you enjoy the little vacation video. It has been crazy hot out here. You can tell how I'm sweating like a maniac out here. If you want to email me stories that are great news like that, hello@iallegedly.com. I should have hopped in the lazy river, but didn't have time, so I gotta make the boat before they leave without me. Onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon.